The Second Letter of Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and sent one of Jesus, the Anointed One, to those who through the equitable justice of our God and Savior, Jesus, the Anointed One, are equally honored with us because of having obtained faith. May grace and peace be increased to you through the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, since His divine power has provided us with everything that is necessary for the development of His life within us and the holiness which it produces, through fully knowing Him who calls us to His own glory and virtuous character. With this objective, He has presented to us these tremendous and precious promises through which we can be becoming co-participants of His divine nature, escaping from the moral decay that operates in the world through carnal cravings. And for this very reason, you should be becoming ever more diligent to add to your faith God's virtuous character, and to virtuous character increased understanding, and to understanding self-control, and to self-control patience, and to patience holiness, and to holiness brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection, God's perfect love. For if these things are yours and are superabundant in your life, you will be neither idle nor unfruitful as a result of fully knowing our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. For he who lacks these things is blind, not seeing into the distant future, having forgotten the cleansing from his earlier sins. Therefore, brethren, be diligent to make your calling, even your having been divinely chosen, well established. For if you do these things, you will never fall short of it. In this way, an entrance into the age-lasting millennial kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Anointed One, will be made abundantly available to you. Therefore, I will not neglect to continually remind you of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. For I think it is right, as long as I am in this earthly tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that the putting off of my tent is coming soon, even as our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has shown me. Therefore, I will be diligent so that after my decease you will always be able to remember these things. For we did not follow cleverly invented fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, but we were eyewitnesses of His glorious splendor. For He received from God the Father honor and radiant brightness. It was during that event that a voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I take pleasure." And we ourselves heard this voice which came out of heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. And we also have the sure word of prophecy, the Scriptures, to which you should pay attention as if to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. We should understand this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture came from personal inspiration, for no prophecy ever came by the choice of man, but selected men spoke for God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is the end of the Second Letter of Peter, Chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.